Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The flying theme there from E.T., composed by John Williams, and who can forget the scene? We were just talking about it here, Elliot and E.T. flying past the moon on their bike. Well, that's one of the pieces that a brand new orchestra of amateurs will play in their first season. So, if you are an enthusiastic violinist, a pianist, a harpist who would just love to master the great orchestral pieces by Strauss or Shostakovich, you're in the right place. Perhaps your instrument is the flute, the French horn, the clarinet, and you would like the chance to recreate those iconic film scores. Well, for any amateur musicians who have a merit in grade 8 or better, we have news today of a really exciting opportunity with TU Dublin in the Grange Gorman campus. And to tell us more, I'm joined now by conductor David Brophy, who is the mastermind behind this project. So tell me what you're up to.
Well, for years, like if you think TU Dublin Conservatoire now, its history dates back to 1890 and the Municipal School of Music that people might remember on Chatham Row. And we've got this spanking new campus now out in Grange Gorman, well, opened in 2021. And there's a concert hall there. And, you know, traditionally, orchestral provision at TU Dublin in the Conservatoire has been for orchestral students who go to lessons there and get their violin and harp lessons there. And it struck me that, you know, we could really fill the hall with a proper full-size symphony orchestra if we opened it up. And TU Dublin's about inclusivity and diversity. So we decided, why don't we open up the orchestra provision for everyone in the country? So if people want to come and play with us in Dublin four times a year, we propose our first season has four concerts planned. One of the concerts is the John Williams concert, hence the ET theme you just heard there. Why couldn't we open up to people across the country? And you say amateurs, but really we're looking for amateurs. We're looking for students. We're also looking for people who, you know, if you look at like the only people beyond musicians I can think of who devote their life to their pursuit or their job are sports people. So if you're a footballer or a swimmer, you've probably been doing that since you were 5 or 6 years of age. Musicians are kind of the same. And there's a lot of musicians I've known over the years who have got grade 8 when they were 15 or 16 and kept going and could, you know, in many ways could have gone into a career as a musician, but decided to go into tech or went into medicine or different careers. And they've kind of left all that music making behind them at a certain age. And we kind of go, well, would you like to kind of pick up your instrument again? Maybe if you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s or whatever age you're at, there's no age limit. And you live anywhere on the island and you feel, I'd love to play a lot of John Williams music. I've heard that music and I'd never played it before.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it. This is your chance.
So I'm wondering if you are looking for people who maybe haven't picked up the instrument in 15 or 20 years. Is that okay if they're listening today?
Okay, so we've got a... We've got a duty of care. We can't put people in an orchestra where I'm in the middle of conducting E.T. and they're flailing around somewhere in the orchestra going, mother of God, really? Is this my life? Did I sign up for this? So we do have a duty of care. So there are audition requirements which people can see if they go on to tudublin.ie. You'll see the links. And even if you Google TU Dublin Philharmonic, I did it earlier on, you can get all the links to the pages. So there are audition requirements. We've made the audition as easy as possible. You don't come in front of a panel of 5 or 6 people and have to play your instrument in front of that. You do, your audition is at home. You can record your audition on your device. It's very short. There are excerpts, little small extracts from the works we're going to play during the year, which you have to record yourself playing and submit that in. So we've made the application process as easy as possible. Obviously, if you haven't picked up your instrument in 20 years, and you're slightly rusty and your fingers are a bit like sausages because they're not haven't been exercised as well as they might have been years ago, you might have to consider that. But the closing date is a month from today. It's May the 17th. So you've got 4 weeks.
You've got time.
So you've got a little bit of time
to limber up.
If you've got time to practice, you can limber up and do your exercise.
Okay, well, look, here's a piece of music that you might want to practice if you're interested in this, because this is some more of what you hope to be playing with this new orchestra, Mahler's Symphony No. 5. Thank you. Now, people might recognise that from the film Death in Venice. So why is that on your list?
So I was kind of interesting. I was working with the National Symphony Orchestra yesterday, the National Concert Hall. We did Leaving Cert concerts and we performed Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet overture. And one of the violinists just walking off stage, Lena Ryan, says to me, that was the first piece I played when I was 11 and it had such an impact on me. And I think it's that big orchestral repertoire. I mean, orchestras weren't that big. You go back to Mozart and Haydn from the 18th century, the orchestra was smaller, but Mahler expanded the orchestra into, and Shostakovich, who were going to perform Shostakovich during the year as well, they made the orchestra bigger. And when you sit in the middle of that sound, like, it changes you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, and obviously I'm standing in front of it.
Yeah.
And I think people who have had a taste of that, even if they haven't played, they've gone to a concert and they've kind of gone, I'd love to play, just have that experience at one stage in my life. Well, if that's what you want and you haven't had it, the new TU Dublin Philharmonic is for you.
Well, you mentioned Shostakovich. We have a piece. Let's have a listen.
Yeah.
I think.
It's going to happen.
We don't have it?
No.
Do you know what we have? Do we have Tchaikovsky there?
Yes.
There we go. Let's go with this. I'm listening to this and I'm wondering, what kind of commitment are you going to want from these people to
get
to this standard?
Who would not want to play that, Claire?
No, listen.
It's amazing.
Everyone would love, if you have the ability and you've gone to grade eight, you'd love to. But I've got my life as a, as you said, a doctor or
some, whatever. Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
How much time do you want from
this? Is the difference, because there are a couple of amateur orchestras already in Dublin and the weekly rehearsal thing is what actually stops people from committing, because they can't do a weekly commitment.
Yeah.
So we've decided to, the methodology around rehearsing with the orchestra is that we rehearse quite intensively for a short period of time. So all rehearsal will take place over 10 days. We rehearse Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the following Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the concert's on Saturday night, and then you're gone. You're done. You can go back to your life. So for people who are
really intense.
It's intense, but we expect people to come to the first rehearsal with all the preparation done. So you get your parts months in advance. So you can start, if the concert is, our first concert is planned for the end of September. So you get your parts in July, August. You've got the whole summer to get yourself organised. If everyone comes into rehearsal, because that's what actually makes the orchestra rehearsal really enjoyable, is that everyone comes in with the same commitment. Everyone's done their preparation and it goes in the beginning. And we, you know, if you do, let's say most amateur orchestras or student orchestras would rehearse maybe for 8, 10, 12 weeks for a concert that's going to happen at Christmas. They start in September. And for those players who are like really technically skilled, they can kind of play everything early on in that process. So they end up, a lot of the players, sometimes they kind of feel, I've got to wait for somebody in whatever section to get themselves organised and that. We're saying, look, we're going to rehearse over a very short amount of period of time so you can go back to your life, your busy life. But come to us, meet us halfway and come to the first rehearsal with all your preparation done. We would hope when we get up and running is that staff and instrumental teachers from the conservatoire would pull up little small snippets of lessons online to help people out. So there'd be support there in some way that maybe you don't get elsewhere.
Like it's a big challenge for those musicians, but it's a big challenge for you as well.
I have no idea what's going to happen. I walk into the complete unknown here. But that's, I suppose, the audition process. And when we get the applications in and people have given in their little, you know, 10-minute video of them playing, we'll then get to see what's out there. I mean, I don't really know. I've got an idea. I mean, I had a former master's conducting student of mine who was conducting amateur orchestra here in Dublin, and I went to one of the rehearsals and there was quite a few people from outside Ireland who are working here on 2-year contracts in tech and various different industries, and they brought their instrument with them and they want to play and they're really high standards, you know. And so we're kind of going, maybe there's a pool of players out there who would like to do something where it's not a weekly commitment, but they can play the very biggest, the best symphonic repertoire.
What made you think this was a good idea for you to do, given the challenge that's going to be involved and how intense it's going to be? I mean,
I'm not sure it's a good idea. I've got to prove it to myself. It is a good idea. I'm going to find out. I'll come back to you in a year's time and tell you if it's a good idea. But I mean, I get your question. That, like, one of the things was that, you know, the Grange Gormant Complex has been open since 2021. And what was striking for me is that I have a kind of family connection there. Like my father's father was my granddad was a male psychiatric nurse in St. Brendan's from the early 1950s there. And when the East Quad, where the conservatory was based, opened, I brought my dad down and said, come down and have a look, you know, and he just couldn't believe what had happened to that part of the city that he knew very well. And I kind of said to myself, there's a community of people, like my great-grandmother grew up in Cabra, which is only a stone's throw north of the Grange Cornwall complex. So I've got family members who knew that part of the city really well. And I'm saying, wouldn't it be great to have something that where we had orchestral music in the locality where locals come in and hear it? I'd like to have open rehearsals. The TU Dublin Philharmonic would have open rehearsals where local people can come in free of charge and just sit down for an afternoon and listen to a full-scale symphony orchestra. Yeah, and to build a sense of community and to say, look, we've got all these new buildings that people are walking by every day.
Come on in
and see us, what we do, look at what we do, and let's entertain you and bring you somewhere where you never thought you could be in your own locality. Because like music is a great way of escaping. So you can be at home, but also escape as well. And so like, if you look at the areas around like Smithfield and Grange Gorman and Stony Badder and Phibsborough, we're all in a stone throw, Broadstone. It's all the stone throw where we are. There's loads of people, such a diverse community around there. If we can get those people to come in and come to our rehearsal, listen to our concerts and listen to the music making that's been going on since, as I said, like 1890, when the Municipal School of Music, over 130 years ago, I think that'd be a great thing for that part of the city. And I'd like to bring regular orchestral music to that part of the city.
May here is trying to break the rules now already.
Go on, May, go for it.
Is grade 8, is that requirement set in stone? Because she has experience in a school wind ensemble, but I never completed the exams. No, she's out now.
No,
said grade 8.
I know. But I mean, this is about inclusivity. I would say to May, look at the orchestral excerpts, whatever you play, see can you play them, and if you can play them and get through them, send in your application.
And you'll know. Are you the judge?
You'll know. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm
Simon Cowell at this operation.
Yeah. Oh God, it's so not a Simon Cowell situation. Yeah.
Listen, you mentioned John Williams, and the first season is going to have one performance dedicated to his work. So this gives us an excuse now to play this. This is Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, I love this. Just listening.
You love that?
I just love that. Just listening to that there. That hand, those finger clicks are coming from the orchestra. So we should have an audition. We have to be able to finger click before you come into the orchestra.
It's another
as well.
Video that they'll have to make.
A finger clicking video. Yeah, but that's one we're going to, our John Williams concert is going to happen in December.
Okay.
And it's all John Williams program, from E.T. to Jaws to Escapades. You just heard
that. So you'll have them all whipped into shape by then. And you'll be working in Cologne as well, in Germany, doing this new gig at the same time.
This new gig, yeah. I recently appointed as chief conductor to the WDR Funkhaus Orchestra. And so that'll start this summer.
Excited?
I am excited, yeah. And it's an unknown thing for me. I haven't been principal conductor anywhere for 10 years. The last time was with the RT Concert Orchestra. So I'd like to think I'm a lot older and wiser now, deeply embedded in middle age. And I can, you know, I've got a lot more experience. And they're very excited. I'm very excited. And we have a lot of community projects planned in Cologne. So type of thing I've been doing here for years will start happening in Cologne.
But you'll be back and forth.
I'm basing here. I'm not leaving at all. I mean, you know, the commitment, we've managed to find a way of agreeing on a commitment that doesn't see me leave here. So I'm definitely, and part of this TU Dublin Philharmonic is about me, you know, keeping my roots here in Dublin. It's very important.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Thanks,
Claire. We all are. So if you're interested in applying to David for his new amateur orchestra, which is not really amateur at all, because you need to be a brilliant musician to be part of this, we should say that tudublin.ie is the place to go. It's the TU Dublin Philharmonic at Grange Gorman. Right, we have to take a break. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Claire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.